recommendations from Arts Market that is contained in the voluminous report that we have received. And let me begin by saying that when this group came together in the fall of 2016, we had a report from Grafe, the engineers, that looked only at the costs of repairing the domes themselves. And that, the range of prices that they put on that went from 16 to 60 some million dollars in options. So that is the perspective in which we should be looking at this $30 million figure, that it is, the good news is that the cost of doing that, as it's being recommended to us, is less than half than the highest cost that they projected. Another aspect of this is that a lot of the options that were being looked at then only indicated that there would be a 25-year expected life of the for the domes after making those repairs, and now the group that we were talking about before is talking in terms of 50-year useful life making these changes. So we've come a long way from that. Also, if you look at the overall recommendation here of a $66 million capital budget, that should be compared to estimates as high as $64 million to just repair and restore the physical structures. So we've come a long way in that regard. I also want to indicate that this task force has done a lot of work on this, and there are extensive reports, including the Phase 1 and Phase 2 reports, that are part of the background that, for this report. Those reports have addressed a lot of other alternatives other than the ones that we're talking about now and provided the basis for rejecting them. We also had a second phase that was an extensive effort to get public input into the direction we were going in. In June of 68, we circulated got the responses to a survey we did of the public. We got over 2,400 responses. The the response that got the best results was the and the highest number of votes was to not only undertake rehabilitation of the domes and preservation of them, but also to add targeted investments to make the operation work better, and also do what we could to turn this into a major destination facility, stressing ecological matters. We called it the Ecodome option. So we have undertaken a lot of effort to get to where we're looking at now. Also, this plan has very many aspects to it and is quite complex. Please understand that the task force has reviewed earlier drafts of this plan and elements of it, so that the discussion that we will have today will center on what's new and different from what we discussed at our last meeting, and that may not cover every aspect of what the plan involves. But I've asked the consultants to identify for us where there are changes in our understandings and new information, and center on that rather than try to explain the whole proposal in detail. So with that preparation, let's go ahead with the presentation from the consultants. Louise, are you leading off? Louise Stevens is the lead person with Arts Market, who is coordinating this and consulting effort. She's a fine Milwaukee area girl. Okay, go ahead. Don?
Does it make sense for us to take a couple minutes to let people come in before we start listening to the presentation?
That's great.
Okay.
Chair.